Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest to the program. He's a senior fellow and director of the Project on Global Antisemitism and the U.S.-Israel Relationship at the Center for Security Policy. He's also a senior fellow at the Colette Policy Forum, and he's also the executive and founding member of the Delphi Global Analysis Group, a firm that specializes in geopolitical risk analysis and mitigation for infrastructure, high-tech defense, and financial firms from the United States, Japan, and India navigating in Israel. And I want to welcome to the program my dear friend, Dr. David Wormser. Dr. Wormser, welcome. Good to have you.
Oh, it's always great to be here.
Well, sir, fix your mic. It's rubbing on something, if you would be so kind.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. Better? That's much better. Yes, because you're going to tell us, you're going to share some very important information with us, and I don't want to miss a minute of it, okay? It's because I appreciate Dr. Wormser keeps me abreast of a lot of issues by messaging me on WhatsApp, and I greatly appreciate that. One of the messages that you recently sent over has to do with the new special rapporteur for Palestinian issues at the UN. This is an appointment by the United Nations, a new UN special rapporteur handling Palestinian issues, and my goodness, this is a very, you know, we talk about, right, Ketanji Jackson Brown, or Brown Jackson, and her soft spot for pedophiles, and not being able to determine her gender. That's scary. This is really scary when it comes to someone that has this kind of animosity towards the nation of Israel, Dr. Wormser, sitting at the UN, having a position of influence.
Yeah. Look, I mean, first of all, Ketanji Brown, I just wanted to add something about that.
Please.
Although it's not what we're talking about, but she and this is probably most disturbing in the written response to her testimony. You know, they're supposed to submit questions and answers in addition to the verbal testimony she gave. And they asked her point blank, do you believe in natural rights, which is the rubric for either divinely given human right or some sort of a natural right otherwise, but namely that the human, the individual, holds the rights, not the government granting them, that there's something beyond man that has given man their rights. And she answered, no. She doesn't know. Now, that's awful because in our Constitution, you know, our founding documents, I mean, you know, we all learned that when we were young, we recited, you know, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights.
Yeah.
So if you can't commit to that sentence, which is one of the founding documents of the United States, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States, if you can't commit to those two documents, then what? I mean, this is a Supreme Court justice. Anyway, that I just wanted to add that.
Good point. No, good point. Thank you.
Now, about the UN rapporteur, you know, she is a communist, and like communists like to do, their enemies are Nazis. Their enemies are Hitler. They call them that. So she has gone on record again and again and again arguing that Israel is apartheid, it is Hitlerian, it is Nazi, essentially saying Israel has no right to exist. And she has a long, long track record of this, not one statement 5 years ago. She has a consistent track record of this over decades. So this is the person now who will stand in the UN judging Israel. So that tells you that it's a kangaroo court. And that's the other thing, is that the UN spends all its time condemning Israel. Over the last week, we saw the awful images coming out of Ukraine. The slaughter of many civilians. We saw the pictures, the horrifying pictures of people laying on the streets. In general, we've seen all sorts of terrible things emerge out of Ukraine. However, the UN Human Rights Council this week focused on Israel, and they passed four resolutions against Israel. One vague condemnation of all sides type violence type condemnation of Russia at the end of last week. But this week, four resolutions against Israel. That's what mattered to them.
How do you claim that a nation that fled Hitler and Germany and experienced the Holocaust and then have the audacity to call them the Nazis? This makes, I mean, talk about, you know, redefining and a revision of history. This is insanity, Dr. Wormser, insanity.
Yeah, you know, numbers don't lie. In 1940 or 1939, there were almost 18 million Jews in the world. In 1945, there were a little bit more than 11. A third of the Jewish people were wiped out.
Yeah.
Under the Israelis, the Palestinians are growing and growing fast.
Mm-hmm.
So if you accuse Israel of genocide, then this is probably the most incompetent form of genocide that has ever existed, because the Israelis allow the Palestinians to grow so radically, not wipe them out. So, you know, first of all, on the face of it, it's just ridiculous. The second thing is the Israelis have about 20% of its parliament is Arab. An Arab party runs, is the key linchpin party in the Israeli government problem, but it is, and that's the system. Israeli diplomats, Israeli police, Israeli officials, ministers are Arabs. I mean, this is, you cannot compare this in any shape or form to Hitler, apart from the numbers. I mean, you know, the Israelis have an incredibly sophisticated and strict structure of use of force by their police and by their military. And they've lost a lot of soldiers because of their strict restrictions on the use of force. So to compare them to either Russia, let alone the Nazis, it is surreal. It is so absurd.
Well, and they redefine it, because what they say is that if you are, you know, someone who is for that, you know, national sovereignty in any way, right? Oh, well, now that's what makes you a Nazi. If you don't abide by their concept of open borders, you know, then that is what makes you a Nazi, folks. This is their concept, and it's, you know, it's just absolutely, it's nuts is what it is, in my opinion.
You know, when we fought the Nazis, they were the definition of evil. The problem is the left has now so corrupted language that it doesn't mean anything anymore. They called everybody a Nazi. Everybody they oppose a Nazi, whether it's Trump, whether it's George Bush, whatever, they called everybody a Nazi they disagree with. Well, then when they get to a situation where you're facing somebody really horrible, that, you know, the term Nazi isn't strong enough anymore. So now you hear the left beginning to say, oh, he's even worse than the Nazi. You know, they've so corrupted the language that it means nothing anymore. And so in many ways, if you hear from the left any accusation of Nazis, I would instantly dismiss it and look more and ask them to explain it, not using those terms. There's just it's they use it to the point of abusing it.
Yeah, no, there's no question. It's absolute insanity what they what they say and what they do, and we need to be incredibly careful with regards to.
Well, it also tells you something about their intentions. When you call somebody a Nazi, it means that he's not the sort of person you can or should deal with. That he's so evil that he doesn't fall into the rubric of somebody you need to compromise with or come to terms with. So if they use that language to describe their political opponents domestically, it means they're delegitimizing them to the point where they don't have a right to exist. And then you get into a different world in terms of political discourse here. Well, one side says the other side doesn't even have a right to its opinion.
Yeah, it's a very scary situation. Let's if we could let's connect that, because there's a dot that I think needs to be connected there, and that is the dot of the JCPOA and Russia, right? And how they are now the ones that's negotiating with Iran for Iran's right to have nuclear weapons. And what I'm thinking about is two things, David. Number one, here we have someone that is advocating for the wiping out of Israel. Now we have two of our sworn enemies that are negotiating for the ability, and I think they already have it, but for the ability to legitimize the right of Iran to wield nuclear weapons in the Middle East.
Yeah, I mean, that it's a strange circumstance. I mean, in the end, Iran, whether it has or doesn't have it, it has a slow capacity to develop enough uranium enriched to 90%+ for a bomb. It's a fairly slow capacity, limited capacity at this moment. Which means that if they get one bomb, it takes them quite a while to get to the second bomb, to the third bomb. So they don't have the breakout capacity for a massive arsenal at once. With the JCPOA, the Iran deal they're negotiating, the new one, there's a number of really bizarre parts to it. First of all, it would more or less lift the restrictions on that. So the Iran gets to the point where they could produce enough uranium within weeks to break out in an arsenal, not a bomb. So they're willing to give up some current uranium to do that. They're willing to say, yeah, fine. I mean, if you're going to let us install new centrifuges and increase our capacity from producing 1 pound a day to 20 pounds a day, well, great. You know, we'll give up the 2-3 pounds that we've amassed. And then, in half a year, we decide to just break out. And then in 3 weeks later, we have... So that's one way you got to look at it. The second thing is, where are they sending the uranium? They're not sending it abroad. They're sending it under Russian control in Iran. So it would be passed over to Russian control, which we know how much we can trust, in Iran. It's not even removed from the country. And then third of all, it allows the Russians to use the JCPOA as a structure to exempt themselves from sanctions. So it's now the greatest money laundering structure in the world that's emerging.
It's really scary. It's really scary. Yeah. Folks, we'll have more.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my towels with proprietary technology, which makes them soft and absorbent. Towels that work, what a concept. They're made with USA cotton and come in a variety of awesome colors. My six-piece towel set is regularly $109.99, now just $39.99 with your promo code. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943. Promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg, or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Pastor Greg and get the greatest discounts MyPillow has ever given in their history and support Mike Lindell and his fight for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans.
Hi, I'm Andy Berger, founder of Voices Against Trafficking. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and here's a tip. Parents, please play or preview the video or other gaming programs before allowing your children or teen to play. Many programs look safe until the user enters. For more tips, helplines, and hotlines, visit voicesagainsttrafficking.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Cocolassus. Cocolassus, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses. And talk about healthy. Wow, vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite and it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some Cocolassus, measure it out, and I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy. Take my spoon, scoop that cup right out so I can get every last drop of Cocolassus. Got my Cocolassus right here in my cup. Stir it up. You can put a little more, a little less, whatever you prefer. And bottoms up. Oh, man, that's good. Cocolassus. To your health. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And our guest is Dr. David Wormser. Dr. Wormser, we're talking about this issue of Russia's ability to negotiate, quote unquote, on our behalf. And as you were sharing, you know, basically what's happening is that Russia is saying, don't worry, we'll monitor Iran and we'll make sure that Iran only gets a certain amount of uranium and Iran is only able to go so far in their quote unquote development of nuclear weapons. And supposedly now the United States is supposed to be okay with a nation with Putin at the controls and Rossi at the controls making these kinds of decisions. You know, I mean, imagine for a minute, and this is just hypothetical, but imagine for a minute what it looks like if Iran is able to launch nuclear weapons against Israel.
Well, Israel is in the center of the country. It is only about with the West Bank, with Judea and Samaria. It is only about 50 miles wide. With the borders that were before 67, it's only 8 miles wide at its waist. So you're talking about a very small country. In terms of being thin. It's longer. It's about 220 kilometers from north to south. But it's at its widest, really only about 50, 60 kilometers, miles across. So, and 80% of the country lives in the greater Tel Aviv area. So the Iranians themselves, one of the moderates, so to speak, once said that Israel's a one-bomb country. In other words, it can be taken out with one bomb because 80% of its civilians or its citizens live in that box around Tel Aviv. It's a little bit less now, but it's still devastating. So, yeah, the Iranians are well aware of this, and that's their mentality, is that Israel can fairly easily be eliminated in its entirety with very few and fairly crude nuclear weapons. And they're pursuing them.
Well, and so, you know, they understand, you know, this is a major issue, right? I mean, this is a big issue.
Well, it certainly is. It certainly is. The Israelis are terrified of it. They take very seriously the Iranian statements that Israel will cease to exist. They hear those statements, by the way, every day. This is not a one-off statement by the Iranians. The Iranians say this every single day. That they will wipe Israel out and it will no longer exist shortly. So this is not operational strategy for Iran. The Israelis take that very seriously. And when they talk to others in the United States, for example, in this team, the Obama team, there's a certain unreality they have. They sort of like, yeah, well, they say that, but would they ever really do such a thing? I mean, nobody really thinks of doing these sorts of things. Well, we see how good this team is at judging what's real and what's not real, and judging what's possible and what's not possible. I would take the Iranians very seriously. The other thing is Israel was built on the ashes of the Holocaust, where they didn't listen to the Nazis say they're going to exterminate the Jews. And they paid a price, those who didn't flee Europe, and they paid a price with their lives. So the Israelis are very sensitive to the verbal side of this, and they take very seriously the threat.
Well, and as they should, and so should America, because that's the other side to this is, you know, what does this do, you know, to the stability of the Middle East? I mean, this destroys, right, the stability of the Middle East.
Well, it does. I mean, you know, the Iranians are developing missiles, trying to develop a missile that can reach about 10,000 kilometers, about 7,000-8,000 miles. That has nothing to do with Israel. And the other thing is, if you're going to build a missile that has that sort of a range to hit London, you know, you're not going to put a 100-pound explosive in it. Because,
right,
you know, you send a missile into London, they're going to go to war with you. The West is going to go to war with you. And what have you achieved with one missile with one 100-pound warhead? Nothing. So you know that there's a nuclear program, a weapons of mass destruction program concept behind that missile that goes 7,000 miles. So the Iranians are threatening the world. Their ideology, it's not a limited ideology. They do believe in world domination. They believe, and their foreign minister, one of the, quote, more moderate foreign ministers, Ali Larijani, one of the guys who actually dressed in Western suits and showed up in London all the time, actually a number of times said that it is worth the Brits while to convert to Islam now, because the terms for conversion will be so much harsher later, after conquest. So, you know, this is not a limited ideology. This is a
right,
global domination ideology. So what haunts Israel now is what will haunt us in the future if it's not stopped.
Yeah. And of course, you know, we have a completely inept administration that is monitoring this entire situation. And that's, I think, the thing that is so incredibly scary about all of this. Dr. Wormser, thank you so much for your insight on this. Folks, this is something we need to be in prayer about, and we absolutely need to be making phone calls to our representatives to put a stop to it.
Hi, I'm Andy Berger, founder of Voices Against Trafficking. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and here's a tip for prevention. Establish that your kids can talk to you about difficult things and that they won't be judged or chastised. It's very important to be proactive. Don't leave this to the internet, teachers, or your child's peers. For more tips, helplines, and hotlines, go to voicesagainsttrafficking.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943. 1943, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg, or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Pastor Greg and get the greatest discounts MyPillow has ever given in their history, and support Mike Lindell and his fight for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans. Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Cocolassus. Cocolassus, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses. And talk about healthy. Wow. Vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite. And it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some Cocolassus, measure it out, and I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy. Take my spoon, scoop that cup right out so I can get every last drop of Cocolassus. Got my Cocolassus right here in my cup. Stir it up. You can put a little more, a little less, whatever you prefer. And bottoms up. Oh, man, that's good. Cocolassus to your health.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Pastor Greg and get the greatest discounts MyPillow has ever given in their history, and support Mike Lindell and his fight for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans. All right, and welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program, live from Ukraine, my very dear friend, Pastor Vitaly Dudukolov. Pastor Vitaly, welcome. It's so good to have you. Thank you for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you, Greg. It's good to be with you. Yes.
Well, a lot has happened, to say the least, right?
Yes. We've got some developments, yes, and they are positive. And Ukrainian forces were able to not just stop Russian troops on the border with Kyiv, but also push them out of the border and chase them all the way to the border with Belarus. So now all the troops from Kyiv Oblast, from Kyiv region, are out of it, and Ukrainian forces are going to towns, making sure there is nobody left. Also, I don't know what you call it, but disabling all the mines that were left there and cleaning up from any explosives that remained on those territories, which we are so happy about. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. And as are we. What is disturbing, of course, is what they are finding has been left behind by the Russian forces, and mm-hmm. and the loss of life and things of that nature are mm-hmm. certainly quite disconcerting. Can you talk about what you're hearing as it relates to that issue? And then mm-hmm. also, my understanding is that there is an issue of additional bombings that are taking place. Mm-hmm. Can you share a little bit about any of that you might be hearing, or in some of the areas that the Russians are increasing their efforts?
Okay, regarding Kyiv Oblast and everything, what was happening here?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the first news that came through was on Saturday. That was from the neighboring village, not far from us here. That's about maybe 10 miles away from our village. And we've got a couple pictures from there. And there was the caption to those pictures that, "Look, Russian have executed some people." And on the picture, you can see a lady laying down, and somebody, you know, the person's body half covered with the dirt, maybe, and another person also half buried. And you can see that the hands of one person were tied behind. And then later on, the information came that that was the lady, was the head of the village, the responsible person from the state in that village,
okay.
and her family. They were arrested, and they were taken somewhere outside of the village, and they were shot there. That was the first news that came, and we were kind of, you know, horrified, like, wow, you know, that's terrible, that's bad. You know, just to take non-military person that has no threat to the militaries of Russia,
right.
and just cold-blooded, you know, just kill him. And then on Sunday, the news just flooded Ukrainian YouTube and mass media, because I guess all the channels, all TV channels, all news reporters, they all went there just to grab the first sense of what it looks like to go into this liberated cities and what the life looked like while Russians were there.
Okay.
And they were just absolutely shocked. We were shocked. They were filming, and they were sending the footage to the news, and we were able to see what is happening there. Bodies on the ground, hands tied behind. Some places there were like dog shelter, okay. and all dogs were killed, including puppies. People, not just news reporters, but just regular people, they were walking around with their phones recording and then sending it to media or to the social media.
Okay.
And so we were shocked. There was a very nice report done by one of Ukrainian channels, and the reporter went inside of the apartment buildings, just filming everything what he could see. there was no apartment unlocked. All the doors were knocked out in every apartment. Everything was turned upside down in there. Things were destroyed, taken, or stolen. You could see that soldiers, Russian soldiers, were eating there, left everything behind, just laying, just destroyed those apartments completely. And so you could see a lot of bottles there. So they were drinking. And, you know, there is nothing worse than a Russian drunk soldier, because no morals supported by alcohol, they make this person absolutely unstoppable in means of how much harm he can do. So we are just in such pain over what was happening there. In those cities, I know some friends that lived in those cities, and they escaped from those cities before Russians came in there. And I'm so happy that that was the case. We didn't know how many people were, how many ladies were raped, how many people were tortured, because you could see that some people's deaths was not just, you know, a shot. There was probably some torture going as well to those people. So, yes, we are all in deep pain over what happened there. I guess that some I've saw the news that groups of investigators, professionals, will be directed over there. They will be considering every case, looking at every corpse, and just checking how the death took place, what kind of, you know, what kind of crimes did Russian soldiers do while they were there. We are all in pain as a nation.
I'm so sorry. So sorry to hear this. This, of course, folks, you have to understand that this aligns with exactly what happened during the Holodome. This is precisely how the Russian soldiers behaved towards the Ukrainians in the Holodome. And it was atrocious, the atrocities. Have you had any contact with any of your friends that were able to flee and get out of there? And have they had any contact with any of the people that decided to stay behind? I mean, did they find any survivors, or were the Russians, did they find everyone and kill them?
No, there are survivors, yes. Okay. There are people who survived, and we saw the reports yesterday on the news, on YouTube channels, that, yes, they were telling how things were going, what did Russians do, how lady found her husband dead, and how just everything was just a hell, like what they say. My friends... I didn't contact them, those who lived there and moved out of there. I didn't contact them. I saw some posts on Facebook. One very faithful minister of God, their family. We did Christian camps with them since 2003, I think. And so in Crimea, they moved from Crimea, chased by Russia over here. Mm-hmm. And then they lived in Irpin. And then Russia came chasing them again, and they had to move out of there again. And so I saw their post on Facebook that their home is destroyed. A cannon shell hit it, and it completely destroyed. So they will survive. God is on our side, and God will provide. You know, the homes, cars, other things, this is just money. And God owns all the money in the world, and he can provide enough to recover all the losses. Human lives, it is something what you cannot replace. That's why God appreciates human life so much. Yes, there were some survivors, and those are people who will tell the stories and truth about how did it go. Yesterday, I just called a person about issue. And he just mentioned that he just came from Bucha, one of those cities up north from Kyiv. And of course, it triggered, you know, some interest in me, like, okay, so what
happened?
Can you say?
Right. Okay. Hold that, because we're going to go into a break. When we come out of the break, I'd like you to share that story. That's perfect, because I was going to ask you about people that you've had direct contact with from those regions. And you are going around giving aid and praying for people in areas that have been devastated. I also want to get your report about what you're seeing, what you're hearing, and then we want to give people an opportunity to be able to help in Ukraine. And we know that anything that you receive is going to be used right there on the ground. So we'll have that coming up for you next, folks, here on Chosen Generation Radio. We're with Pastor Vital.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943.
promo code Pastor Greg. 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Pastor Greg and get the greatest discounts MyPillow has ever given in their history, and support Mike Lindell and his fight for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans. And welcome back to Children Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Pastor Vitaly Dedukolov. He is live from Ukraine. Plesetsky is, he's just about 28 miles outside of Kiev. So he is boots on the ground. He has been going around. He has been passing out aid. You know, for those who are saying, oh, no, the Russians aren't doing this. His own mom lives in Russia. He literally had to go and take pictures and video and send it to her so that she would not believe the propaganda that she's being inundated with in Russia. His own mother, okay? I mean, please understand, the disinformation is huge. So I was mentioning to you in the break, you know, people talk about the biolabs. They talk about the Ukrainian corruption, and then somehow in somebody's mind there's this idea, well, Putin is really fighting for freedom and liberty, and he's fighting the terrible Nazi Ukrainians. Please speak to those, and then the personal testimonies. I want to try and get as much of this in as we can.
Yes, Greg, you know, my eyes began to get opened to Russian propaganda in 2004 when Ukraine went through Orange Revolution. Everything what Russian TV was saying about what was happening in Kiev was completely opposite to everything what I saw, because I was present at Maidan at that Orange Revolution, and I saw everything with my own eyes, how things were developing. And listening to Russian TV, it was so persuasively opposite direction, was talking in the opposite direction. Later on, in 2014, when we went through the Revolution of Dignity, again, the same thing. I was present at that revolution almost every day. I was in prayer tent, and through the night I held prayer meetings there with some other Christians.
When we met, by the way. I can attest, and I have video and audio. I have audio recordings of those conversations recorded, mm-hmm. because you were live on air with me. Telling us about the situation. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I just wanted to validate for my viewers again and my listeners that, you know, this is how you and I met in 2014.
Yes. And again, in 2014, I was absolutely astonished by how persuasive Russian media is in turning and twisting facts in such a way to show completely different picture from what it was on Maidan. It was very just shocking how, because if I wasn't there, if I wasn't with my own, didn't see with my own eyes ambulance carrying people's bodies that were wounded into the ambulances, everything that was staged on TV screen by Russian media was so well, you know, cut, so well put together and so well worded, mm-hmm. that I would have believed them. Yes, those were not people, but policemen that were wounded by the protesters. And here, you know, faithful medical workers carrying this heroic policeman into safety because those terrible protesters are so evil and bad. I would have believed that. It was just so well prepared. But I was there on that day, on that hour at the Maidan, and I saw a completely different picture, and I saw a completely different world than Russian media was painting. So I can tell you, people, I lived in Russia. I was born in Soviet Union, and I was raised in Soviet Union. And Soviet Union never said a word of truth in its entire history. Never.
Yeah.
You you'd never believe what Russian media is saying. It's just so, Bible says Satan appears sometimes as an angel of light, mm-hmm. to persuade believers into something else.
2 Corinthians 11.
This is exactly what is happening. Some of my friends, they went to Russia and they spent some time in Russia with their relatives. And they say, after watching their TV for 3 days, I was so afraid to go back to Ukraine because everything what was said on TV was so persuasive and so strong that I was afraid to go back home to Ukraine. Mm-hmm. So can you imagine this? I always was wondering why the Bible says that Satan will try to persuade the faithful ones into believing him. I think it's in Book of Revelation. And I was thinking, how come we believers, we have this Holy Spirit that speaks to our heart. How can Satan's spirit talk to us into believing him more than believing God? No, we stand strong, you know. But you know what? That this propaganda shows me that Satan has tools. He has means and he has power. Just the words he's saying, they have power to persuade us otherwise. So please be careful what you listen. My mass media tool is my phone. Not social media, but the phone. I'm calling people. I'm talking to real people. I'm talking to real pastors. And I talk to people who are eyewitnesses of those situations and some in some circumstances. So it was in 2014, I was calling to Donetsk asking, what is happening? Russians are coming in. And I was getting my news from my friends there. I was calling to Crimea in 2014 when Russians were moving in.
Right.
And I was asking pastors there, what is happening? And they were telling me, yes, these are
the facts.
Those are not just strange people without any insignia on their uniform. These are not Crimean people that just put military form without any insignia and just standing there. No, those are special forces of Russia.
Yeah.
You can see, and they told me everything. And so this time, yesterday, I called my friend who just about, you know, my business, and he said he came from Bucha. And immediately I asked him, okay, so what did you see? He said, it was absolutely crazy. Bodies on the streets. So he's a pastor of the church. He went there to help some people. And those were his words. And I understand that Russia is telling that all the news that come from those northern towns, from Kiev, they're all staged. This is what Russian media will tell,
right,
about Ukrainian news. Everything's staged. Yeah. This is all actors laying down and everything. No, people. No, those are real people. Those dog shelters and horse stables where animals are shot, are those also staged? Are those also, you know, like actors laying down?
No.
No. So, and also some news about biolabs. You know, just logically think, okay, Americans were thinking about doing the biolabs. Why would do in Ukraine on the border with Russia? Just, you know, just answer me. Why would do this? Why to, you know, those biolabs probably had to be somewhere in the desert where nobody's there, just to do the best job in places in the countries where scientists are higher in right. their experience than in Ukraine.
Right.
Why would they do this? It just absolutely has no meaning in that. So biolabs, maybe there are biolabs, no, yeah, but to assign to them that they were developing biological weapons.
For the Ukrainians, right, for the Ukrainians, right. They may be developing who knows what, but not for the Ukrainians to use against Russians. Remember what happened in Wuhan And, you know, Wuhan is a perfect example of this. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, yes, there were forces in the U.S. Remember that it was Fauci and the NIH that gave funding to those experiments and the gain of function that was going on, experiments happening in Wuhan, okay, in China, okay? This is deep state activity. And to
at
think...
the end of the day,
all right, for those of you that are still with us on the website and on TECN, we're going to continue for a moment with Pastor's permission, because, again, this is so important that folks understand the disinformation. And thank you for how you were explaining that, because as a former Russian linguist in the U.S. Air Force and having gone through the training that I went through, you know, with the Russian defectors and so on, I mean, disinformation, it's just... It's horrific. So we hit on the biolabs. We talk about briefly the attacks against Ukrainians, as because Putin's speeches continue to be, I'm liberating the Ukrainians from the Nazi oppressors. Can you speak about that for just a moment, please?
Okay. How would, you know, such operation in the perfect world would look like? They would come, you know, they would come to the country that is heavily oppressed by Nazis, and Ukrainians are just crying their eyes out, please, Russia, come and help us. Deliver us from this pressure that we live for so long. And they would come, they would hit only military bases. Ukrainians would run out with flowers and pierogies to meet Russian liberators, hug them, kiss them, feed them, and give them green light to go across the entire country to liberate us from these Nazis. This is not happening. This is not happening because we are not under oppression. We love our militaries. We love our country, and anybody who steps on the soil that we love with weapons other than Ukrainian soldiers, we consider them invaders. So however you can call, you know, you can put cover over it, you know, like sheep's skin over the wolf, and say, this is a sheep, but no. This is a wolf that is trying to tear our country apart. So he can continue to claim, but facts show themselves. You could see, you should see some videos of those people in the northern towns from Kiev, how Ukrainian soldiers go there and how people are meeting them. They are hugging them. They are kissing Ukrainian soldiers. They're saying, thank you for coming. Please don't go away. We're still afraid. Stay right with us. They just love Ukrainian soldiers. And one officer said, there was a report on one of their reports that there was a Ukrainian officer, young guy, probably like 27, 28, and he's standing and he's giving a report. He says, we saw the atrocities that Russians were doing. And he says, those can be committed only by people who don't believe in God, that have no morals, have no fear of God. And he said that when we would go through the town and people would come out to us and we tell them in Ukrainian, hello, in Ukrainian, he said people would start crying because they've heard Ukrainian language, because they've heard Ukrainian soldiers are coming. They would start crying and they would come out, and Ukrainian soldiers were crying because they saw how much people were oppressed and how much relief do they get when Ukrainian soldiers are coming in. So doesn't matter what Putin says, people, it doesn't matter, because Putin is KGB person. KGB has always been against God and against free world. KGB is always operating with operations, not war, but we are operating with operations, special forces or something. No, this is war. Doesn't matter what they call. We see the facts, we see what is happening, and we understand that this is war. And the war, the purpose of the war is to submit Ukraine completely to Russian authority and make it a puppet country like Belarus is, and that Russia would rule over free nation of Ukraine and make it obedient to it. So that's what the war
is. And that's what you guys are fighting against. That is the war. That is the battle that is taking place. And that is, you know, and that is the truth, is the Ukrainian people are fighting.